This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBolle.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Good morning and thank you for joining us on Open for Business. This is Audrey Raj. Now on the show today, I'm going to be speaking with the Chief Everything Officer of Boost Order, Mr. T.K. Chua. Now simply put, Boost Order is an all-in-one B2B commerce enabler. They provide a range of solutions for B2B businesses to digitalize their trade flows. Now their solutions range from a B2B app for buyers to place orders and make payments easily to a productivity app for your B2B sales force to manage the daily tasks, collect payments, perform inventory counts and things like that. And all of this real-time data is integrated across different platforms so you have actionable insights. Now, the B2B trade flow in general is more complicated and tedious than it is for B2C. And it wasn't as easy for B2B businesses to digitally transform over the course of this pandemic as well. So TK here will also be talking to us about their struggles and the opportunities that are on the horizon now that we are transitioning into economic recovery. TK, welcome to Open for Business.
Thank you, Audrey. Glad to be here.
So you said earlier you're the Chief Everything Officer and also the Chief Entertainment Officer. That's what you said before we got started. So talk to me about how all of this started at Boost Order and how you basically did everything, you know, as Chief Everything Officer.
Sure. So I kind of work in a corporate role for about 15 years. Work for a Silicon Valley-based tech companies and have been managing, being a technical person, right, all the way to managing global levels, software development programs and taking care of the go-to-market part as well. Yeah. Mm. But after 15 years, so I come to the realization is that I'm a little bit detached, right, with what is happening in a part of the world, right? Because when you're working for a US-based high-tech semiconductor companies, a lot of the interaction is with your colleagues throughout the world, right? Mm. So I feel a bit detached. And so I started to look for opportunity to do something that is related to Southeast Asia or Malaysia, yeah. And the opportunity arises when actually one of my friends who was running a wholesale distribution pharmaceutical company. So he actually came to me and, you know, we were joking that he kind of like, you know, run his business in a rather manual process, manually. Mm-hmm. And it's extremely inefficient. Yeah. So he was looking for a software to be able to make his operation smoother and faster. But he couldn't find one that is actually going to work for like a Southeast Asia context, right? There's quite a bit, you know, for in America, in Europe. So, and that's where, you know, how all this conversation gets started. Yeah. So, and I tell him that you definitely, you know, as a businessman, you have the capital, you know, to build this and own it, right? That's no problem. But the question is, do you want to own it, right? Because the core of your business is distribution, not technology. Yeah. And so I propose that, hey, why don't we, you know, we build this and then we rent it to you, yeah? Which is a layman term of you know, this buzzword called software as a service. Yep. So I just like, you know, say it in a layman way, I say that we build and we rent it to you. And that's how all this thing gets started, you know. So we help him to digitize his wholesale distribution. He was like selling to all these pharmacies and small clinics in the north of Malaysia. And then I started talking to more and more distributors and come to the realization is that, oh, okay, this is a common problem, right? Mm. Yeah, things are done in a rather manual method for distributors, small distributors, people who do maybe a few hundred thousands, to really, really big distributors, right? People who do a few hundred millions a year kind of business. Mm. They don't have an all-in-one comprehensive solutions that can cover the entire we call it quote to cash, right? Or order to cash processes, right? Taking order all the way to cash. So that's how all this thing gets started, and still enjoying every, you know, bit of it until now.
So when was that? When did you start Boost Order proper with your first client?
Right. It was the beginning of 2017. Mm. Yeah. So I kind of like bootstrap it. You know, I put a little bit of my saving in it. get two of my friends from the company. You know, we came out from the multinational companies. So I tell them that, you know, instead of building silicons, instead of building softwares, so, you know, yeah, building another kind of software. Yeah. So and then we took the challenge, and that's how it got started, 2017.
Right. And how has the company grown to what it is today?
Yeah. So starting from the very first client, I think, who only paid us like, I think it's like 3,000 ringgit, I think. Yeah. So today we are serving almost 200 brands and distributors. Mm. So our clients are all brands and distributors. Yeah. So so we currently have 200 plus brands and distributors. And we are processing on an annual basis about 2 billion ringgit worth of a trade transaction flowing through our platforms. That's on the software part. We also have a forged partnership with financial institutions. We work with banks like UOB, Allianz Banks, right? And to really give a true digitalization, right? Covering not only the software efficiency part, but also looking at the cash flow, right? How can we make cash flow or capital or financing easier, right? To the needed distributors or the micro SME. So that's right. How we have grown, yeah?
So TK, what are your most popular offerings? You know, what solutions are Boost Order known for in the industry?
Yeah, so we cover the entire life cycle, right, of trade. Yeah, so of course, starting from the customer, retailers, right? Let's just say that hypothetically, distributor and retailer, right? That's the simplest form of B2B business. Mm. So we have this thing called a B2B e-commerce. Think of it like a you want to have like a website, but it's meant for B2B. Okay.
Right.
So a retailer, they can then self-service from ordering to retrieving of all the history documents, like invoices, credit notes, and making payments and asking for returns, looking at trade rebates, right? These are all very B2B-centric stuff, right? Yeah. So we call it VO Direct, directly, right? So they can do things directly. Mm. And then we have a Salesforce systems. We call it VO Rep, Sales Rep, right? That's why it's called Boost Order Rep. And then we connect to the finance systems. We are pre-connected. The word pre-connected means that the software is ready, right? So you just have to drop in. If you are using an accounting system that's very popular in Malaysia, like AutoCount, SQL, those are for SME, or even middle-grade ERP systems like SAP V1, Microsoft, those kind of level, we are pre-integrated, right? So you just have to drop in that solution, and then it will automatically synchronize the data. So we call it Boost Order Sync. Yeah, in fact, Boost Order Sync is certified by SAP. To be like it worked properly. It went through the proper certification process by a multinational company, right? SAP. Yeah. So we did that. So you have a self-service called Bio Direct. You have a salesperson system called Bio Rep, Bio Sync. It's connected to the cloud, right? And then we have a Bio Inventory to manage the warehouse. We have a Bio Drive to manage the delivery, right? Yeah. So that's our offering. The most popular offering products, right? People buy now, really Bio Direct and Bio Rep. Yeah. If I have to pick one, then it will be Bio Rep. I think because when it comes to self-service, pre-pandemic, a lot of businesses still think that you know, people don't want to take the app and self-order, right? They want to be served, especially for B2B. So when it comes to the angle of digitalization, it will be mostly to make the operation more streamlined and to empower, to make the team more productive. So right. It's always from that angle. Yeah. So hence, it's actually BO Rep plus BO Sync, right? Because what it means is that now you are connecting your frontliner to the back office. Seamlessly, right? Mm. Product pricing, inventory, all the orders, payment, and so that's actually the most popular product so far, right? In our 4+ years in operation.
Right. And how much would something like this cost, you know, and what is your business model? Do you go on a subscription service? Because it is a SaaS model, right?
So correct.
Yeah. How does it work?
Yeah. So, we have two parts where when it comes to the fees. The first part, it's really like set up, training, those kind of things. We park it under professional services. So it's one time. Yeah. So and then there come the subscription piece. Because what we have here is, of course, a cloud systems. It is plug-in solutions. Right? There's no need to worry about, I need to procure software, I need to spend CapEx. No, you don't have to worry about that. The other thing is that because it involves both cloud and mobility solutions, right? You look at the speed of how new phone is like get cranked out.
Yes.
Yeah. So it means that we need to be able to support the various type of mobile platforms, Android, iPhone, and thanks to the trade war between China and the US, now Huawei has its own gallery, so we have to support that. Yeah. So we do that. So hence it becomes subscription, and we charge it based on the number of users, a business need. So we believe that a pricing model like that, it's more suitable for business of all sizes, because it just kind of relate to your need. Yeah. And it's even better that even if your business is a big distributor, maybe he just want to pilot something, then we can start small, right? And then we can slowly, incrementally add in more stuff and make it a more holistic and a comprehensive digitalization solutions.
Right. So Boost Order, is it in the black today? Are you guys profitable?
So the thing about SaaS business is that it's not so easy to become profitable, because let's just say that somebody pay you like 12,000, right? But you don't recognize 12,000 as a revenue. Yeah, you have to recognize 1,000 per month, right?
Yes.
So because of that, then we are still in black. But we have been on and off cash flow positive on a per month basis, because we feel that that's more important. And we have been growing very steadily, right? So in fact, from the inception until now, I think we have been growing close to 360% CAGR, compound annual growth rate, right, from 2017 until like now. So that's the type of growth that we have been getting from the market. Yeah.
Right, that's encouraging. All right, we're going to take a quick break for some messages right now. But when we come back, we speak to TK about how expectations of the whole B2B trade has changed thanks to the pandemic. All that and more happening on Open for Business. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary. Banish feudal mentality. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
And we're back. You are listening to Open for Business. This is Audrey Raj. Online with me today is TK Chua. He is the Chief Everything Officer and Chief Entertainment Officer at Boost Order, an all-in-one B2B commerce enabler. Now, TK, I understand that till today, there are still a lot of businesses that are using manual processes to execute tasks. So what would you say, in your opinion, how long can these businesses hold out for? When will these practices begin to slow them down and render them obsolete? Because that's imminent, right? I mean, everybody's jumping on this digital bandwagon. So how long do these, businesses, old school businesses have to kind of, digitalize and get with it?
Yeah. I think to answer the question, I think it's very hard to put like a timeline. Yeah. So, but I think just like everything in the world, it's always relative. Mm. Yeah. So, what do you mean by you're fast, right? It means that you are fast compared to your peers. So COVID, right? I think is the catalyst for digital transformation. I mean, like it or not, you have to. Right, I think back then, when the first MCO started, I think a lot of businesses really, if they didn't transform, their operation is kind of crippled, right? Because you cannot meet face to face now. Yeah, so that was actually when we actually see a lot of clients that we have been talking to just came back to us, right? You know, they have been like procrastinating and just think that it's important, this is good, but why now, right? That's always
so. This
question,
was the now? Convincer, I guess.
Yeah, the people were asking like, who's the largest pusher for digital transformation? It's COVID-19.
Yes.
Yeah, right. So I guess, you know, what digital transformation does, right, to wholesale distribution especially, is that because wholesale distribution is by design, you have to optimize your operation because it's always you buy, you hold, you sell, right? And yeah, you make that delta, right? So your profit margin is totally depending on your ability to run your business in the most efficient manner. So you will see like two distributors doing the same set of products, serving the same set of clients, maybe in different geography. Now, why would somebody have like 8% margin versus somebody who only have 1% margin or somebody who is actually operating at loss? It's always because of the digital transformation that gives you the efficiency, that gives you better control, and that gives you better visibilities to make faster and a more timely and more accurate decision, right? Mm. So, and digitalization is the only way for that.
Right.
You cannot like, you know, based on WhatsApp and then like pull out like, okay, how much sales am I making today? I got to wait for my clerk to crunch the data for me. How much cash is available out there right now for my salesperson who are performing all this collection? I don't know. It doesn't work that way, right? Yeah. So I think if you look at what's happening now, I think everybody start to realize that and people are transforming at a different pace. So I think it's always the survival of the fittest. So, and not to mention, right, you have all this platform coming out. So competition is now different. The definition is now different. So, and as a company, as a traditional company, change take time.
Yeah.
It wouldn't happen like the next day because you have to change the culture. You have to change the mindset before you even, and change the process before you even talk about infusing a new piece of technology in your operation. As simple as a mobile app to take orders. It's people, it's change.
Yeah,
so that's why I think that, and that's what I always talk to our clients, and some of them actually realize it and they know it. They know that, you know, I got to act now and I wouldn't be able to see the result in 6 to 12 months. So, yeah.
Are there new trends that have come up because of this accelerated digitalization in the B2B field?
Yeah, so I think... There's actually a few. So number one, of course, when it comes to payment, people are looking for cashless. So if you look at Malaysia, in fact, so we have made a lot of progress when it comes to cashless payment on the consumer space, but not on the B2B space. Yeah. Mm. So check, right, is still the largest contributors for B2B payments. But you know, COVID now push you to go online make payment.
Yeah.
But it has a different set of problems. Because payment for B2B is not like you go to Lazada, you buy something, you check out. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
You are paying based on a multiple invoices, multiple credit notes, multiple tranches of payments. So it's a little bit more complicated, right? So it's not as simple as I go online and transfer money to you and I'm done. Then there are a lot of work at the back to recon it properly.
Mm.
Yeah. So I think we do see like people are looking for digital payment solutions, how to make cashless for B2B. Faster and more secure as well, because you don't collect so much check now, so much cash on the ground.
Yeah.
The other angle is, I think generally, distributors also understand that competition is now covering from multiple non-traditional sources, right? Gone are the day when my competitor is somebody who carry a competing product. It's not that anymore, because your clients, retailer, they can get it from platform. They can get it from Alibaba. They can get it from whatever. Yeah. So I think people realize that they need to provide the similar convenience factors, right? And similar service level, yeah, to the non-traditional competitors. Yeah. The third is actually with the infusion of technology, things are moving faster now. Our attention span is shorter. So I was talking to one of our clients back then. I asked him, right, why do you want to digitize? Right, so he was a distributor for kitchenware. Yeah, so and his answer to me is that he tell me that TK, you know, back then we can have one model, right, and it will last for 2 years or 3 years, but today is not right. Today you have to, you know, cranking up new products,
yes,
new design, you know. Maybe there was this Gangnam style. You want to have like a Gangnam style plate there. Right? Yeah. And this
how long did that last? Yeah.
Exactly. So you need to be very quick, right? Yeah. Very quick respond to the market very quickly. Not only in terms of launching of new products or sourcing of new products, but how you're able to bring it to the market, how are you able to then manage the entire operation and the supply chain, right? The return, the trade negotiations, the stock count, all kinds of, these are all the operational stuff, right? Right. So it's really to be more agile, more nimble, because I think the world now is moving faster and faster. Yeah.
No, so TK, I mean, I'm sure you've worked with many, many businesses to kind of kickstart their digitalization journey over the last 18, 19 months or so. Do you have any tips or are there guidelines on how to start if a B2B business wants to digitalize? You know, is there like a 1, 2, 3 step, or what are the best practices in order to just jump on that digitalization wagon?
Yeah, of course, of course. So I think a lot of people just think that, you know, digitalization means that I'm going to buy some software and then just inject it in the operation of the company, right? I think it doesn't work that way. We have to look at it as a more generic change management, right? And typically when it comes to change management, there are really 3 pillars: people, process, technology, right? So start with people first, right? Start with a management bill, start about talking to the people and getting the people ready, psychologically, mindset, culture. So that's the first step, right? So once the people side is on board, then you have to re-engineer your business process, because when there's a piece of app or there's a new piece of technology that comes into the picture, some of the old way of doing things may or may not, you know, be practical anymore. It doesn't make sense. Yeah. So there's a need to redo process re-engineering. But you see, you have to get the people ready, because if not, you are trying to change process, you're going to get a lot of pushback from the people. They will say that, I've been doing that for the past 30 years. It works. Why do we have to change? Yeah. You will get into that kind of conversation.
Yeah.
Right. So people, process. And at the same time, then only you talk about technology. Yeah. Because with mobile app, with AI, with big data, right? Maybe you don't need to, it used to be maybe the process, I give an example, right? A process to get a P&L data is, oh, you know, I got to tell my clerk, the clerk have to go to the computer, spool out Excel, pivot table, et cetera, no, one click, you get the data. That's a new process, right? Yeah. So that's why it's people, process, technology. So we always use that as a change management blueprint, yeah, to talk to people who want to embark on the journey of digitalization.
All right. Now, just before we wrap up, TK, I know that Boost Order really advocates for the importance of data visibility. I mean, you offer real-time integration of data across your platforms. Mm-hmm. And of course, this is to help give B2B business owners more actionable insights. Why is this so important for businesses today?
Yeah, I mean, there's this saying that data is the new oil.
Yes.
Yeah? And, right, I think gone are the days, or maybe not gone, but the future, right, coming very soon, is that you can't rely on your feeling, right, to make decision. Yeah. So I think younger generation or more educated folks understand that data don't lie, right? Data don't cheat. It is what it is, right? So you just have to face the fact. And because of that, right, there's just so much all this thing lying around in the back office.
Use it.
Why are you not even looking at it, man? Right? Yeah. We have done all our projects, right? And then like we built like a dashboards to one of our clients in Thailand, logistic companies, and it just shocked them that we just show them like these are the 2 routes that is not profitable. And they were just looking at the dashboard, like, and the whole room went silent for a good 5 minutes. Right. So it's really all those things sometimes, right? By changing the way how you look at things, or by getting all these raw facts, right, to substantiate the argument or business decision, I think it will create a major differentiator and de-risk the operation big time. Yeah, because instead of relying on people to crunch the data, unintentional error may happen. But if you do it through automation, not only it is fast, it is accurate, then I think it helped to de-risk and ready the company for the next phase of growth. I think that's more important.
Right. Now, Chico, before I let you go, what's next for Boost Order? You know, what are the company's short-term targets? And also, let us in on your long-term plans as well.
Sure. Yeah. So the goal, right, of of we do this is to really help to digitally transform wholesale distributor and brands, right? That's what we in. So we are not only doing software in a short or midterm, right? So we have three offerings: software, and analytics, which is already going on. We are also working with financial institutions to enable digital microfinancing. That's really to enrich our offering and to provide a all-in-all solutions to our clients. That's on the capability part, right? We are looking to expand to Southeast Asia. That's our goal. We want to be a Southeast Asia company. Yeah. So, which just means that we need to continue to grow the company and to provide a more relevant solution to the market. Yeah. We are also currently actually in the process of raising our Series A. That's what we are doing right now. We actually have at a very late stage discussion with a few very reputable investors. That's where we are now. Of course, our long-term plan is to really become a Southeast Asia company, right? And hopefully creating something that, as a Malaysia company, right? Made in Malaysia, that's actually what our dream is, yeah.
All right, we wish you all the best with your Series A, TK, as well as all your future plans. We'll be watching very closely. Now, for our listeners tuning in who'd be keen to learn more about Boost Order, is there a website that they can go to?
Yeah, sure. So our website is www.boostorder.com. Yeah, please feel free to check it out.
Right. Thank you for that, TK. And if you missed out on any part of this show, you can go look for the podcast on our website. That's bfm.my. You can also find the podcast on the BFM app. That's available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. We'll be back again with more Open for Business same time tomorrow. But till then, this is Audrey Raj for Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Are you open for business? Register your company with bossbully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.